Cebu Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Women Helping Women Project on Saturday, October 21st at 6 p.m. at the IBEW Local 48 in Portland. The Women Helping Women Project is a fall celebration that features a salmon dinner, art sale of original art, silent auction, entertainment, and Native American drumming. Proceeds from this event will help the Red Lodge Transition Center for Women in Clackamas County purchase a heat pump and complete other weatherization projects. Again, that's the Women Helping Women Project on Saturday, October 21st at 6 p.m. at the IBEW Local 48, 15937 Northeast Airport Way in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to present David Barsamian, Resistance in the Age of Trump, on Sunday, November 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. Journalist, author, and activist David Barsamian will be speaking about the broad coalition in opposition to the Trump administration, which includes activists from a range of causes, progressive Democrats, and concerned Republicans. He'll be reflecting on the core issues at stake today and why so many people from such a range of identities and perspectives are challenging the administration. Again, that's KBOO Presents David Barsamian, Resistance in the Age of Trump, on Sunday, November 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. 2522 Southeast Clinch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The time is 6 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next is What's Life Without Laughter?
Welcome to What's Life Without Laughter. I am your host with the most, T6. As you know here, What's Life Without Laughter, we like to lighten it up a little bit and speak about the things that's going on, as well as, you know, as artists, we like to also bring into play comedy, one of the things we're here for. So, of course, thank you for tuning in to What's Life Without Laughter. In stage with me, I have a guest, one of my best friends since I've been in Oregon, and I appreciate her for that. You know how it is to find good friends. Miss Melina Best, say hello.
Hi, everyone.
Now, I believe in can nobody talk about you like you. So, Melina, will you please tell yourself a little bit to the guests? To the audience.
I'd love to. So I'm a rarity, just like my name. I'm a Portland native, and I've been performing since around age 4. And I'd have to say, since I was young, everyone has kind of told me I'm funny. So
you are.
Thank you. So I kind of decided one day that I would perform comedy, and I was thankful to T6 for doing an open mic that I kind of started spreading my wings at.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. We met doing comedy on the scene. Of course, everyone know Portland has a big comedy scene, and
absolutely,
we both was out trapping, you know,
right,
getting our joke on, and
it's growing every day. For
so,
excuse me.
How long have you been doing comedy?
I'd say since about 2015.
Mm-hmm. After you graduated, right? You
started. It was during college.
Okay, actually. Okay. And where did you graduate from?
Portland State University.
Boop, boop. You want to give a shout out to
Vikings represent.
Go. I know.
Hashtag.
So, You know, most of us that do comedy is because, you know, we have something to say. We like to entertain. It gives us a voice. So attracted you to comedy? And what do you like most about comedy?
Well, I'd say I've always been different and kind of stand out. And so I figured
I'd... Which is good in comedy.
Right. And so I figured I'd stand up as well. And so another thing that's been a constant in my life is cats. I had one growing up, and it was my constant companion. It would be home every night after I got home from school. And so I
met your cat too.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
Reese.
Yep. Yes.
Reese Furry Paws.
Yeah, he's a pretty cat.
He is indeed. So part of my comedy was kind of inspired by my cat, and because I don't know that he means to be, but he's pretty funny. And so I decided to write a script based on him and a short film. It's called Happy Birthday.
Yeah, this is the film I recently went and saw Melina at premiere.
Right,
there's a lot of local artists doing. It's a lot of things out that's going on in Portland. You know, there's a lot of production going on, a lot of comedy, a lot of music. Of course, KBU listeners knows all that. But I'm not sure if they know exactly how much comedy is going on out there. But recently, I attended an event where they were premiering.
Yeah, Mr. Theater,
yes. And it was a local, lot of local artists, and they was showing their film. And Melina's film is, you know, we can't say it on air, but it's called Happy Birthday, you know, so you just fill in the blank.
Right, exactly.
I'm sure you can figure that out, but, you know, it was really nice, you know, even though the name gives you the idea that it's funny, you know, so it was meant to be funny. It's a comedic film.
Right.
You know what I was impressed by, and I was shocked how many local filmmakers that it is in the Portland area.
Yeah.
And the work and the quality.
Yeah.
You know, I was there with my girl, and she was like, I'll go see that. Oh, I can't wait till that come out. You know, it was the first time we ever went to a film premiere for local artists. Well, film premiere for any artist. Let's
nice,
be
yeah.
You know, any films anyway.
Right.
So, it was nice, and I enjoyed it too, and I know she did as well. So,
great, good to hear.
I do know you are working on some more movies as well.
So that one was kind of a dedication to my cat. It's a girl's birthday, and her friend wants her to be more open with guys, but she's, not to spoil the whole thing, but the cat is kind of the main part of the whole.
Yeah, I've seen it, which is
right.
Key. And also, who was the actor in the movie with you?
Her name was, or is, Brianna LeBlanc, actress friend of mine.
And who produced, well, you wrote, but who produced it?
His name is Doc, and Artem Ponomarev,
okay.
Let's say.
Okay, we get it. did they charge you a lot? Was it reasonable?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
no,
well then.
Definitely reasonable.
Hey, you made off because it was very well done. It was very well done.
Thank you.
And it was funny, I must say. So do you have any shows coming up? Do you have any?
I do. Actually, speaking of Mr. Theater, I'll be in one of their variety shows on Monday, November 6th.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, I'm also working on a short film, writing it now, because I've always had people getting my name wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the inspiration for this next one.
Uh-huh.
Back in middle school, a guy used to sing Maria from West Side Story, and he'd insert my name correctly, actually. And so it's kind of gone in and out of my head since then, and It's
so now you're gonna put a film to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes,
exactly.
And I'm supposed to be starring in this film.
If you'd like.
Yes, I'd like. That's why I announced it.
Right.
I'm excited. You know, I'm definitely excited. You know, even though comedy was my first. Well, comedy actually wasn't my first love, but even though I always wanted to be a comedian, I always wanted to be other things as well, so, you know, of course.
I mean, hopefully it'll be interspersed with comedic things as well, because it's me.
Okay, well, I'm excited. Have you written the script? Is it finished?
It's,
Can I see it?
It's definitely not finished.
Oh, <okay. laughs>
It's just in its beginning days.
Oh, okay, but. Well... When you get it finished, you have to come back on and, you know, and
yeah.
We'll have to tell people they can hear it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Coming back up, of course, we know it's Halloween coming up, so we're going to call this our Halloween edition of What's Life Without Laughter, some spooky, funny stories going on in Portland, and a couple more things that we're going to talk about. So thank you for tuning in. Back to What's Life Without Laughter. Yes, our spooky, scary edition, as I like to call. So, do you like Halloween? You know, some people do, some people don't.
You know, I definitely enjoyed it as a kid because of the candy.
Experience, you know, and I think that's...
Right.
You know, you have a lot of people that oppose this Halloween, but you know, and I think the kid have no idea the opposition that's going on. You know, they could care less what it's about,
right.
Religious
right.
stuff that's far behind. At the end of the day, as a kid, all you care about, someone down the street has a bag of candy and
yep.
to show up
yep.
and get it.
Yep.
So after we get the candy, you guys can figure out, you know, if it's good or bad. You know?
You're right, right.
Personally, I'm a fan of Halloween, you know, basically because it's about the candy. I understand and I'm sensitive to the issue that other people and how they feel about Halloween. And
right,
you know, the good thing about America is that you can, you know, there's freedom, you know,
do
as you please, you know. But what was funny is, you know, we used to pile up in the car in my neighborhood, and we go to these really, really, really nice neighborhoods. This would be like 15, 16 kids deep, you know.
Yeah.
And we would pull up, and I mean, we would stay out there for hours.
Right.
I mean, right. hours,
to get
know.
The big candy bars, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and it was so funny because it was like a pull-up, drop-off spot. It was so many other people doing the same thing. So every year you have to try to pick a neighborhood.
Right, right. I live by the Reed College like houses,
mm-hmm.
and so they're constantly, there are no kids on my street because they're all at those houses.
Yeah,
so.
Of course. And you know,
but more candy for me.
I know. You know, being a fan of Halloween, about 2-3 years I maybe stopped buying candy because no one was coming, but it wasn't mm-hmm. no kids in the condominium complex. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, well, you know, I'm not going to buy mm-hmm. any Halloween candy this
right,
year because
right.
I wind up eating it all. And
right, exactly.
So, do you dress up? Are you dressing up?
Well, the sad thing is, I'm an actress, so I should be more creative costume wise. But growing up, I constantly wore the same costume year after year.
What was it?
Well, a lot of the time I was a Dalmatian.
Mm-hmm.
And recently I got a skull fairy costume. It's a tattoo with skulls on it.
Okay.
Which is cute.
A skull fairy.
Yeah. Wings.
Okay.
The whole thing.
Are you going to wear it this year?
Well, actually, speaking of acting, I'm actually in a Halloween play, Curious Comedy.
Okay. Curious Comedy, yes.
On Halloween and the weekend before.
On Halloween and the weekend before. Is this kid-friendly or open to all ages?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that's the weekend of Halloween.
27th, 28th, and Halloween.
Okay. That's great news.
Yeah.
So
probably won't necessarily be dressing up and going out.
Okay.
But...
okay, well, every year I usually dress up. We had Halloween parties at the open mic, and I dressed up. But I'm a fan of, I'm not a fan of going to the store and buying the costume out the bag. I guess I never was fortunate enough to have that growing up.
Yeah.
So, I'm fortunate enough now if I wanted to. However, I still get that kick out of going to the thrift store.
Yeah.
And piecing together outfits out of there. One of my favorite costumes was Wanda from In Living Color. Mm. Jerry, how you know? I actually, because it was easy to find those costumes. You couldn't go in and buy them, so you had to hand piece them. And one of my other costumes that was, I loved it, but it wasn't nice, I used to dress up like Steve Urkel.
Oh, man.
I'm sure you can see the reason.
Yes.
So that was spot on, I used to do that,
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I used to, the accent and everything, so, I really enjoyed that, but now, kids are not... they don't want to make a costume. And have you seen the prices of those costumes? I
kind of worried to look.
For some Halloween costume, a one-time wear.
Right, exactly. You're only wearing it most likely.
Well, I can see why you say, you wear it over and over.
Yep. Keep it.
What would you consider the most scariest costume this year that most people be interested in? What would you recommend?
Probably I don't know, because I kind of sense the end of the world is coming, with all these natural disasters.
So
we should
get a... well, I'm gonna give you mine. I would think. Today we probably can pretty much everybody put on a Trump mask.
I mean, I was gonna say that actually.
I couldn't help but. I'm sure. the Halloween store. I'm sure there are selling because this
up
probably
the
is the scariest.
Yeah.
And you're saying the world gonna end and a Trump mask.
Speaking of comedy, he's a joke. That's a true joke.
I know. Only if it was an act,
Right. Exactly.
You turn it off and you go back to being normal.
Right.
Hey, what can you say? Anyway, so, Portland, Oregon has a history of, being haunted.
Right.
Did you know
right.
that? Yeah.
Yeah, and it has the Shanghai tunnels and
the whole
underground activity.
But it was curious to find out, and kind of funny to listen to some of the locations and the stories surrounding them that makes them so funny. One that I found hilarious was the Portland Historic Hollywood Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's said to have a lot of ghosts, including a savvy dressed man in the upstairs lobby and a woman who paces the hall smoking cigarettes.
What? Oh my gosh.
You don't know whether to be afraid or to laugh,
Right.
I know, and I'm thinking,
what even?
Yeah, that's kind of funny. I'm thinking, but I also wonder, were they together? You know, is he looking for her? Is she looking for him? She's smoking cigarettes. You know, she could be upset. You know, who knows? But
Hollywood romance.
I know. This is one of my most favorite ones.
Yeah.
So Nina, the ghost who hunts Old Town Pizza. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the story is Old Town Pizza in downtown Portland is home of one of the city's most famous ghosts. The ghost has a name. Her name is Nina. I'm interested to find out how they found out the ghost's name was
Nina.
Yeah,
right?
That's interesting, like, huh? Maybe I should keep reading.
That is curious.
Okay. They said Nina has been haunting the building for over 100 years. So it is interesting how they know that her name is Nina. Interesting. You know, who knows? Maybe it's in the contract of the building that this building comes with a ghost
named Nina. By the way, yeah.
So she's been here for 100 years, as you know. She's not going anywhere. Okay. The story goes that she died from being thrown down the elevator shaft, and her ghost has haunted the building ever since. Now, that's kind of scary.
No way.
Now, me, I'm a scary person, you know. And I'll tell you a story, a true story. You know, we had went and saw Annabelle. It's a horror flick about the little girl and the doll. You know, we had went and saw that. And what's so cute, I get home and I'm sitting on the couch. It is like maybe 8:30 because we saw an earlier show because, you know, I don't really care for horror movies.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting on the couch and next door to me is a family. And they have maybe 3 kids, and one of the kids are autistic. And this is not the first time she does that, but she lets herself into the house if we don't keep the door locked. You know? So I'm sitting on the couch, and it's kind of like a walkway from my door to the couch, maybe 50 feet. And I'm sitting on the couch, and I know my whole family's upstairs, and I hear these feet paddling on the floor coming towards me.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm almost dying. I've just watched that movie.
Yeah.
And she comes around the corner, and then I know who she is, and she comes around the corner, and she sits on the couch, and she starts playing with the dog. And it's so funny. Soon after, her dad's ringing the doorbell, and, you know, he comes and get her. But she scared the life out of me, you know, because I'm just like, oh my god, what's that coming? And it was so funny, but anyways,
that would be terrifying.
I was terrified, you know. And every I love her to death, you know. I'll be out washing the car, and she comes and gives me hugs. Jeez. And you know, she just caught me off guard. I do see, you know, I do see the Shanghai Tunnel. You know what's up with the Shanghai Tunnel?
A bit.
And why it's so scary?
I mean, there are ghosts down there too, right?
Yeah, see, it was a secret underground tunnel that has been used for illegal activity.
Right, right.
For underground smuggling of people.
Right.
And,
and there are tours or something sometimes.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. Here's one. It was the Willamette River Phantom Ship, you know. So I would be freaked out if I saw a ghost ship. You know, even though I'm hardly ever on the river.
Right. I don't tend to be on it either.
But. You know, I do. You know, I'm from Alabama. I'm a country boy, as if you can't tell from that accent. But, you know, I grew up in the river, walking through the river, swimming in the river, fishing in the river, you name it, I did it in the river. So I probably should get out more because I know Oregon has some beautiful rivers out and about. Mm-hmm. So what was so interesting on that drive, you know, I drove from Alabama up to Oregon.
Okay.
And actually coming through up from the bottom of Oregon, and wow, I didn't know how beautiful it was, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely,
speaking of rivers,
pretty.
Decide to go there. So Melena, would you like to re-inform the people onto where they can see you, how they can find you.
Yeah, so
Facebook, social media.
Yeah, so I have a Facebook page based on my name called Melina Best.
Sometimes I forget my name.
Right. And an Instagram.
The sign of getting old. Well, no, there's not no sign of getting old.
Right.
I should take that back.
Comedy. Instagram, you can find me at MelBell123.
MelBell, I like that. 1, 2, 3, keep it
and
sweet.
And then my short film is on YouTube. It's Happy Birthday.
Birthday! You'll be at Minister Theater on...
Right. Mr. Theater, I'll be in a Monday. Show on Monday, November 6th.
As well as you will be at Curious Comedy
right.
Theater.
On October 27th, 28th, and Halloween at 7:30 mm-hmm. for a Halloween play. So
as
come
well,
have
do you
spooky times with
know.
Us.
I will be there. Do you know of any local comedy that's going on? The All Jane Festival is going on.
Oh, that's ended actually.
Oh,
but,
it's ended. Okay.
That was fun. It
that
just,
was fun.
Yeah, it was packed.
It was packed. Yeah.
What else is happening? I mean, there are constantly shows every
yeah,
night.
Every night.
I co-host a mic at a place called Hot Box Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only a comedy spot, it's also a weed dispensary if you're mm-hmm.
Hot Box
that.
Weed dispensary and comedy. I think somehow
I mean,
weed and
winning
comedy,
combo there.
Yeah, it goes together.
Right.
Know. I think if it was like a bag or grab bag,
right.
those two things
yeah.
would be in there, like the toothbrush and the toothpaste.
Exactly. So you
I
can,
don't know. I've seen a couple of drunk comics, you know. It wasn't right. funny, but...
Right.
I don't know if it was... Who was talking, them or the alcohol?
Yeah. Yeah, really.
You know.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
I know. So...
Yeah, so you can catch me there at the open mic at Hot Box every Thursday.
Of course. Well, you guys, this has been another great episode of What's Life Without Laughter. You know, we like to thank Melina Best for coming on
thank
the
you.
Show with us, you know, and expressing to us how she feels about comedy and where she can be found. And we would like to thank Kay Boo for allowing us the opportunity
yes.
to come on this wonderful, beloved community radio and speak about the comedy as well. Of course, we're here once a month, always trying to lighten the mood and talk about something a little funny if we can. And of course, sticking to the issues that matter. Thank you for listening to What's Life Without Laughter. I'm your host with the most, T6. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't let nothing restrain us.
time is just about 6:30. We're going to play a track by Johnny Cash in honor of Aaron J. Bernard, who's down at Folsom Prison today, after which we'll be playing Doug McVeigh's Free Culture Radio.
I'm Johnny Cash. I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.